Married at First Sight. We know her. And she joins us now. Morning.
Hi, guys. Hi.
But you were painted as the villain. There was even a billboard saying TV's biggest villain.
I know. Yeah, and it's crazy too because, like, when you go on to a show like that, you never expect that you're going to be the villain. Like, especially me, I'm very open with my life on social media. It's always been like that, and I've just always been who I am. But, like, I get to control what everyone sees through my Instagram. So you guys get to see, like, everything. Me with no makeup on, me talking about everything and seeing the context and all of that kind of stuff. Whereas when you're on television, you know, people might say, how do you feel about this person? You go, oh, they're a great person, but, you know, they're just not my type. Well,
what
why
stuff,
aren't they your type?
What stuff then, did the producers actually do? Did they come to you and actually you could tell when they were manipulating it?
Well, you don't. It's really weird because producers are like all your age. So you feel really comfortable with them, like from the get-go, because they're like young and fun and cool and talk to you like they're your best friend. So you actually feel like you can open up and be silly and sarcastic with them. So when you give answers, you talk to them as if they're a mate. But then they keep coaching you for more, you know, info, like, oh, but so he's not your type, but what don't you like about him? Like, how, why don't you click? Then you'll be like, oh, you know, I guess he's just a bit of a pain in my ass. But then that's the only thing that they'll show on television instead of, you know, the whole conversation that you've just had. So it's really hard for you to know, you know, how the conversation's actually gone when you're only seeing a snippet of it.
And you would admit that you did admit at the time that you were painted in that light, but you have come out the other side of it and you've become better for it in the end, really, haven't you?
Exactly. And at the end of the day, like, you can only see that person on TV for so long before they have their own voice anyway. So, you know, you get back onto social media when you can just be like, oh, okay, I guess she is just a normal person. And that experience is just a really weird, not an everyday experience.
You did take some time out, though, because I was chatting to you and it did affect you. And you're like, I need to take some time out. And this girl is doing it for, she's saying she suffered psychological and psychiatric injury. Do you think a reality show is possibly going to push someone over the edge? Can you see it affecting someone so much?
100%. Like, even people from my series who weren't, like, villainized as much as me are still going through, you know, trauma and stuff like that. And even I couldn't go to events. I didn't even look at my phone. I didn't leave my house for, like, months. So it's really hard, and you have this paranoia too. Like, people do look at you when you're out and about just because they're like, oh, I know that person's face. But you think they're looking at you because they're like, I hate that girl. Like, it is a really horrible, horrible thing.
Did you know they were going to put up those billboards that called you a villain, or did you just drive down the street one day and went, okay.
Not at all. And then even just things like Australia's most hated woman and things like that, you're like, oh, my God, for something that, you know, it's a reality TV show, you're not even really married.
Yeah.
And you're like, how can people hate you that much for something that isn't real life?
So you're going to sue?
I would. Well, now that I know that you can, I should try.
But if she wins, if this woman wins and gets a lot of money, everyone's going to come out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. But to be honest, when it was all going down, I actually have a few friends who are lawyers, and I got them to look over my contract. And these contracts are so hectic. Like, you're pretty much handing over your life. Like, if they own you. So it is really hard to try and get any kind of, I don't know, anything out of it because they've kind of covered their butt in every way. So, if anyone who wants to go onto a reality TV show, that's something that you've really got to think about.